I'm Celeste Quinn, and this is the Afternoon Magazine. The Boneyard Arts Festival marks its seventh year this year, and this year's fest promises to be bigger and better. Year after year, the Boneyard Festival has grown. This year, it will feature the work of hundreds of artists spread out over more than 100 venues. The festival spreads out across Champaign County for 4 days next week, beginning on Thursday, April 16th. It wraps up in the wee hours of April 20th. WILL plans to be part of the scene. Roger Cooper and I will be at Blues Barbecue in Urbana next Friday evening from 6 to 7. You can join us there or listen to us on our companion station, WILL FM 90.9. Two guests join me in the studio this afternoon to talk about the festival. They are Megan Wolf and Stephen Bentz. Megan is the Director of Resource Development for 40 North, 88 West. Stephen is the organization's Director of Operations. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Les.
Well, to begin with, for folks who are out beyond Champaign County, what is 40 North, 88 West?
40 North is the Champaign County Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Council. So that's our official name, and our nickname is 40 North. And we've been around for 7 years, and our mission is cultivating creativity in Champaign County. And we have three main mission points. Information, we act as the central resource the hub for everything arts, culture, and entertainment related. And also advocacy. We are an advocate for the arts locally and on into statewide and nationally. And then also one of our other keywords is collaboration. So we're working with artists to come together and collaborate, to work with the cities and other businesses, and really to act as that one central point for collaboration.
Okay. And why the name 40 North, 88 West?
Longitude and latitude.
There you go. Very good. Well, how did the Boneyard Festival begin?
The Boneyard started 7 years ago. Jenny Southland actually started it with the small gallery walk in downtown Champaign. Mm-hmm. And then she said, hey, 40 North, why don't you take this on? And it just grew and grew from there. Went into different venues across the county, and it's expanded ever since.
Stephen, why do you think this has taken hold?
Well, I think it was that moment, really, where Jenny came to 40 North and offered it as a program she thought we might mold in a particular way. And the thing that's really unique about the Boneyard is that it is kind of all-encompassing. It encompasses the entire county, but it also encompasses all art forms. It's performance, it's visual art, it's displays of photography and painting and sculpture, it's performances by actors, it's music, it's really everything. It's all inclusive. But just as importantly, I think it is multi-venued, I guess I'll say, if that's the phrase. It occurs in a lot of different spaces. Rather than being kind of the traditional gallery walk, which is a great thing, this is a gallery walk that takes place throughout the county and takes place in this year over 100 different spots. And it's everything from the traditional venues of museums and galleries to non-traditional spaces, cafes and restaurants and office buildings and even on street corners.
Yeah. And the Boneyard, for people who don't know, who are outside the Champaign-Urbana area, is a creek that runs through our community.
Right.
It runs right through the heart of the community. And so it's also fitting that it's, the name of the festival. Okay, now, the festival is featured this week in the E3 News Gazette.
Exactly,
pullout.
Yes.
And the cover of E3 features what is the signature work this year?
It's a Serendipity by Deborah Fell. And we have several different images of this one, or several different shots of this one piece. So you'll see different angles of this piece on billboards and on posters and in the News Gazette as well.
Okay. And what is it?
Oh, it's a quilt.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous quilt. And you can see it live and in person at Joseph Kuhn on Thursday, April 16th,
okay,
along with several of her other pieces.
What other types of art will be part of the festival this year?
The entire range, really. It's really widely varied. And like I said, we're over 100 venues this time and hundreds of different artists participating. You want to help me out, Megan, in terms of a couple of our examples?
We're working with Kreinert Center for the Performing Arts, and they're really taking a lot of performers out into the streets. And so we'll have music and dance. The U of I Black Chorus is going to perform from the Balcony of Volition in downtown Champaign on Thursday. And there's Common Theater Project will be out in the Little Courtyard out by Rebecca's and Carrie's. And we have a Chinese yo-yo artist on Thursday night in downtown Champaign. I mean, they're doing some crazy stuff out there. Friday, there's going to be the New Orleans Jazz Band will be out outside of the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. And on Saturday, oh my gosh, there's a bagpiper and our step dancer drumming on the streets or the steps of the library. I mean, it's all across the board. In addition to all the visual artists, which are, you can kind of make a trail between the performers and then see the visual spaces in between those performances.
Okay. It sounds like there's a lot here for families and for kids. A yo-yo artist, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of different kinds of venues. I mean, we've got Applied Pavement Technology participating this year as a venue. I think that's wonderful. It's in downtown Urbana. And they're going to have a showing by a group of fine and applied arts master's students who are going to be doing kind of their master's exhibition as part of the Boneyard this year.
Okay. And the festival wraps up each day well into the next day, as I understand it. So what's the story there?
Well, we've basically said to all the venues, you know, do whatever it is that you're going to do. Work with your artist. And then different venues are closing at different times. So, for example, the IMC has a dance party, I think, starting at 3 in the morning on Sunday morning. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's
that's the Independent Media Center.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
And then in downtown Champaign on Thursday, the Beamy Gallery, which is an overnight gallery in the old Jennifer North space, they're going to be having a DJ and some really great stuff.
Okay. And this is a festival that's kind of now has a reputation for having a good time once the sun goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, the idea was to try and make it as broad as was possible so that all the participating venues and artists could program whatever they wanted within those confines. It starts at noon, as you said, and goes until 2 a.m. the next morning each day.
Yeah. Now, with all of this going on, how do we know where to go? Is there a website? Is there a map? Is there a program?
I'm glad you asked. There is, yeah. There's a really easy way, I think, especially with the introduction of the new District Day concept, which we introduced this year. And that's this idea that we wanted to make it easier for people to really experience the Boneyard to the fullest. And with 100 different venues participating, that became even more important, that there be a way for people to kind of guide, find their way, rather, through the Boneyard. And that's what we've done with these different District Days. On Thursday, you can go to downtown Champaign. You can spend the entire day and or afternoon and evening there and just work your way through those venues. On Friday, of course, is Campus Town. Saturday, downtown Urbana, and then Sunday, the surrounding communities. And you can find out all this information online at www.40north.org or in the printed maps that are going to be distributed through both the News Gazette and the Illini Buzz.
Okay. And also, I would imagine that these maps will be out and about through the community.
Yeah, they are out now.
They're out now.
So you can pick them up at cafes and restaurants and bars.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
All right. The Boneyard Arts Festival marks its 7th year this year. It's a big one this year. It begins next week on Thursday, April 16th, and it winds up in the wee hours of April 20th. So Sunday is really the last day, but the party stretches on into Monday morning for those of you who don't have to get up on Monday morning. Our guests this afternoon in this portion of the program have been Megan Wolf and Stephen Bentz of 40 North. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Celeste.